We are going into very difficult waters for most people right now. We're going to be looking at the unfathomable. What is the unfathomable? It is anything that is incapable of fully being understood. My students, my attendees, they want to understand everything. They want to take the absolute unfathomable and make it logical and reasonable. And in doing so, they ruin everything. They can never understand anything. There's danger at every turn, as I have said. And we are surrounded by all sorts of exciting things that tantalize and titillate our desires, our body, our emotions. And we miss those little small things. If I cannot take great interest in what seems small, I will never be able to understand those things that are great. If you were going to truly begin an authentic mystical practice, you're going to have to start at the very beginning. Listening to me is one thing. Understanding the manner of the way is another. We cause a great deal of sorrow in our life. Jesus talked about it. Broad is the way to hell. And he didn't mean after death. The hell of how we live, how we make our life a hell. Now, you may be very comfortable right now. You may think that you have the tiger by the tail, but I guarantee you, you don't. I have seen it in hospice, and I have seen it in my career with people. They think they understand everything. They think that they have the tiger of life by the tail. But they don't. Soon they find things happening that they hadn't counted on. I'm going to read you a story about a swordsman. This is very important. If you don't understand this story, it is because you live in a pretense, mentally and emotionally. The pretense of assuming you can understand. The manner of the way is not something that Gregory Edward can understand nor appreciate. Not at all. There has to be something other than that. When I went to India those many, many lifetimes ago, I had no idea what I was doing. I was following something that I could not understand. It was unfathomable. It just couldn't be understood. I didn't understand it. But when you hear the call within you, and it is stronger than the pull of the ego, of the body, of the emotions. That's when something can happen. In those days, I did not even understand that. I felt lost and afraid. Maybe like you do. I don't know. But in that moment of surrender, taking the Thy will be done kind of mentality, something happened. Let me read you this story. There was a great swordsman, Matagaro. He was the son of a famous and well-known swordsman in Japan. Matagaro tried to be a swordsman, and his father, who was renowned, believing that the son's work was too mediocre to anticipate any kind of mastership, disowned him. So Matagaro went to the mountains, where he had heard of a famous swordsman named Bonzo. Bonzo confirmed that the father's judgment was correct. "You wish to learn swordsmanship," he said, "under my guidance? You cannot fulfill even the remote requirements." Matagaro said, "If I work hard, how many years will it take me to become a master?" "The rest of your life," said Bonzo. "I cannot wait that long," he explained. "My father is dying. I am willing to pass through any hardship if you will only teach me how to be a swordsman. If I become your devoted servant, how long will it be?" "Oh," said Bonzo, "maybe 10 years. My father's getting old, and soon I must take care of him. If I work far more intensely, how long will it take me?" Bonzo said, "Oh, maybe 30 years. "Why is that?" said Matagaro. "First you say 10, now 30. I am willing to undergo any hardship to master this art in the shortest time possible." "Well," said Bonzo, "then you will have to remain with me for 70 years. A man in such a hurry as you is not going to get any results." "Well," declared the youth, understanding at last that he was being rebuked for his impatience, he said, "All right, I agree." Matagaro was told to never speak to the master, nor of fencing, never to touch a sword. So Matagaro was told to cook, and he cooked for his master. He washed the dishes, he made his bed, he cleaned the yard, he cared for the garden, all without a word about swordsmanship or a word to the great master. 3 years passed. Still Matagaro labored on thinking of his future. He was sad. He had not even begun to learn the art, and he wanted to devote his life to it. But one day, Bonzo crept up behind him while he was washing the dishes and gave him a terrific hit, a blow, with a wooden sword. The following day, Matagaro was cooking, and Bonzo again sprang unexpectedly. After that day and night, Matagaro had to defend himself from the unexpected thrusts. Not a moment passed in any day that he did not think of the taste of Bonzo's sword. He learned rapidly. He brought smiles to the face of the master. Matagaro became a great swordsman in the land. Now, if you can understand this story, you can understand the practice. Let me give you a little Zen saying, and if you understand it, it will be very similar to what Matagaro had to go through. When you eat the meal is yourself. You and I are consuming ourselves in everything we do, in every activity we are involved in. What the master was teaching this unwilling student in the beginning was how to be humble, how to be patient, how to be unfathomable, and looking at life from a point of view that is beyond the concepts and the precepts of his own beliefs. He agreed that he was impatient. And along with that came a very bitter meal to eat all during his life, which is what he did. Everything you and I do, every small nuance of what we do matters. And I want you to deeply understand this. Instead of searching for personal satisfaction and trying to find superiority in your life over whomever and whatever, the ability to see things as they are, the ability to not live in the pretense, to be capable of fully exploring what you cannot understand with the small mind. This is what I had to learn in India. It took a while. Believe me, it did. Gregory Edward does not go down easily. So Mahadrao had to learn how to cook, how to make his bed, how to clean the garden. Small things. Things that most people would say are very pedestrian. But Bonzo was a great master. He knew and understood what it meant to be alert and to take care of every small thing that had to be done in order to create the union with the way. When you eat, the meal is yourself. Whatever your life is, whatever the circumstances, the conditions, the consequences of your life are, you and I have made them specifically for ourselves. We want things to be easy. We want things to be so easy that we can comprehend them with our intellect, our pedestrian mentality. The practice of the way, the great way, is all about simplicity. The person who cannot become simple, the person who is not devoted, has no ilk, has no manner of the way. They want to keep their own selfish, self-serving ways while gaining the benefits of something that is beyond those ways. And of course, they fail miserably. So, Bonzo taught him a great lesson. Do the simple. Become simple. Take great interest in the small things that you must do, making your bed, cooking, cleaning, taking care of the garden, seeing the life in everything, and becoming one with it all without resentment. And instead of sitting there and thinking to himself, well, this isn't what I had anticipated. I'm cooking and cleaning and all of this, and I am a slave to Bonzo. No, no, no. He was willing. He understood how impatient he was, how assuming he was. Now listen to me and try to understand. There is a great evil in you, in me, in everyone. It is the self-serving part of us that wants to survive. And beyond that survival, wants to be comfortable and superior. This is our evil. And we have it deep within us, and we find it very difficult to deal with. In fact, most people that I know will not deal with it. This is why the small things, giving myself to the consideration of making my bed, cleaning my kitchen, cleaning my floors, doing the small things that nobody thinks is important, cleaning the bathrooms. I do all of this every day. I'm totally devoted to the small things, not the big things. I don't know what big things are. I do know that the foundation of my awareness comes in not resenting doing the small things. I use them as a means to the way that lives within me. If you can understand this, you will understand what can't be understood. My Gregory Edward Penn mind is very small. It cannot understand. It still tries to separate right from good. Rightness is more important to someone like him than is the goodness of Siraj. If you are still arguing with yourself and others about being right, instead of focusing on the goodness of your being, you will miss the entire experience of life. You will find yourself gathering stuff, things you can't take with you through death. And this will bring about a great sorrow eventually in your life when you finally realize, I devoted my whole life to the obsession and compulsion of something I cannot take with me through death. This is a huge insight. And again, most people cannot understand it. Most people are not available for this. Not at all. Matajaro was willing to pass through any hardship he was faced with that could bring him the way. He had to rediscipline, retool his mind, and make his intent the intent of his body, to make that intent, that ilk, to show the body, this is what we're doing, no matter what. And if he had to confuse or make things difficult for himself, why am I making this bed? Why am I cooking for this man? Blah, blah, blah. He had to let that go. He had to see the truth. He had to give up the questioning and relent. This takes great courage. Most people do not have the courage. You may listen to my discourses, but not have the courage to actually live them, to hear them. This is up to you. This is your life. And what you are going to do with your life is deeply important. Everything you do creates a consequence in your life. Everything. Nothing is left unturned. No stone is left unturned. Everything is about the manifest within you. The ability to let go of what you can't fathom. Let's meditate together on that. In the Tao Te Ching, Lhotse says, if you consider riches and honor to be important, you will only bring upon yourselves great shame and sorrow, calamity. The way of the great way is when you have done your work and you simply retire. Yes. Let's simply retire. To let go. To live in silence.